The state of Texas executed the so-called railroad killer last night for the murder of a Houston doctor. Texas Department of Criminal Justice spokesperson Michelle Lyon says in his last statement on Hel Maturino Resendiz apologized to the victim's family and asked for forgiveness.
He said, "I know I allowed the devil to rule my life. I just ask you to forgive me, and I ask the Lord to forgive me for allowing the devil to deceive me." He then later said, "You did not deserve this. I deserve what I am getting."
Admitted serial killer Resendiz was executed for the December 1998 murder of Dr. Claudia Benton in her Houston home. Resendiz was the 13th person executed in Texas this year. Amber Brown, Dallas. The Texas woman who was convicted of drowning her children in a bathtub will remain in a state psychiatric facility after an appeals court overturned her murder convictions yesterday. The appeals court reversed Andrea Yates' convictions after finding the prosecution psychiatrist falsely testified.
Only one mental health expert testified that Andrea knew what she was doing was wrong, and that was the celebrated Park Dietz.
Yates defense attorney George Parnum says the state acknowledged Yates was mentally ill when she murdered her children in 2001, but said that was not the issue. Parnum says the legislature needs to reform the definition of the words no and wrong to help guide jurors in mental health cases. Amber Brown, Dallas. Dallas fire investigators are trying to determine what caused an overnight four-alarm apartment fire. Dallas Fire Rescue spokesperson Sherry Lopez says three people escaped the blaze by jumping from a third-floor balcony at the Aspen Chase Apartments to a blanket below held by two residents.
The grandmother and a 12-year-old granddaughter of the jumpers that were reluctant to jump, so they stayed on their balcony. And by then, the fire department had come and set up a ladder and did take them down the ladder.
They were taken to local hospitals for smoke inhalation and are in stable condition. Two of the jumpers were treated at the scene by paramedics. Amber Brown, Dallas. Texas Forest Service officials say Sunday was the biggest fire day in Texas history. Spokesman Warren Bielenberg says fire officials are still battling three wildfires in the Texas Panhandle.
We've got better weather conditions up in that part of the state, so we'll be able to have more air resources working those fires.
The I-40 fire in Gray County spread smoke across the interstate, causing a 9-car pileup, killing 4 people and injuring 6 others. The fire has already burned over 200,000 acres. The Borger fire caused evacuations in 3 communities in the Texas Panhandle and burned about 400,000 acres. The Buckle L2 fire in Caudill County began yesterday afternoon, burning nearly 20,000 acres. Amber Brown, Dallas.